Exactly, sir, Mondrain grinned. She had that extra foot, but we squeezed it down in the new designs to mount the most guns we could. His grin turned into something more like a grimace. I suppose it would have been silly to assume we'd get everything right when we were making such radical changes in our armament and how we mount it.
Of course, Rockpoint agreed, and Sir Dustin's already altered the plans for Sword of Karras and her sisters. It's just unfortunate that it's so much easier to alter the port spacing on a ship that hasn't been built yet than to do the same thing on ships that are already in commission. He frowned. One point you didn't address, though, Commander, was whether or not it would help to go to lighter guns. Would reducing the size of the guns have the same effect, or some of the same effect, as spacing them farther apart?
We did think about that, sir, Seamount put in. The problem is that the carriage dimensions are effectively identical, unless you want to go to much smaller and lighter pieces. Given the difference in effectiveness of heavy shot versus light shot, it seemed better to us to continue with the slightly less than optimum rate of fire. The difference in rate is measurable, especially in sustained firing, but not great enough to justify going to guns which are going to inflict so much less damage with each hit actually scored.
Rockpoint nodded. He'd been fairly confident that was what they were going to say before he'd asked the question, so he moved on to the next point.
I was also struck by your observation that a uniform armament of shell-firing guns would be much more effective than a mixed battery, firing round shot and shell.
He cocked an eyebrow at Mondrain, inviting the commander to expand upon that point, and Mondrain shrugged ever so slightly.
As our report indicates, sir, we discovered fairly early on that the most effective combination of shot weight and velocity was that which would just breach the vessel's hull. As I'm sure you've discovered from your own experience, it's much harder to sink a ship outright than we'd originally hoped.
He shrugged again a bit harder.
I suppose that was inevitable, too. After all, we didn't have very much experience with trying to sink ships with artillery, since no one's guns had been good enough to make them the primary weapon. Now that we've had an opportunity to evaluate combat reports and conduct our own experiments, it's obvious, and should have been obvious to us ahead of time if we'd bothered to really think about it, that round shot punch relatively small holes. Not only that, wood is elastic. It tends to let the shot through, then tries to snap back into its initial shape. So the holes aren't very large, which makes it relatively easy for the ship's carpenter to plug them. Even worse, from the perspective of sinking somebody, most of the holes are above the waterline, since that's the part of the other ship we can actually hit. We managed to sink several galleys with gunfire at Rock Point and Crag Reach, but it took the fire of up to a dozen galleons to do it, and they were Dolaran ships. Their planking and framing were a lot lighter than ours or the Taroisians, and from my own evaluations, I think what happened was that the frames themselves broke up under the pounding, which resulted in much larger hull breaches. But what our captain's reports make clear is that defeating an enemy vessel depended much more on destroying its crew than on destroying the fabric of the ship itself.
Mondrain's eyes were intent, and he leaned forward slightly, hands moving in eloquent, if unconscious, gestures. It was casualties which rendered a ship unable to continue to fight or maneuver, more often than not, sir. Galleons are going to be more vulnerable to damage aloft than galleys, but galleys are more vulnerable to personnel losses among their rowers, and neither of them can fight effectively if they lose too much of their crews. That was the decisive factor in almost every combat report I've been able to examine. So instead of trying to sink the ship, it's more effective to concentrate on using the ship's hull to inflict casualties on the ship's crew. He raised both hands, palm uppermost.
Our tests indicate that a large heavy shot, moving just fast enough to punch through the scantlings on one side of the hull, but not fast enough to continue clear across and punch out through the other side, or simply embed itself, will produce the most casualties. It will produce the most splinters on its way through, and clouds of splinters, spreading outward from the shot hole, are going to produce maximum casualties. And if the ball doesn't continue clear out of the ship, or embed itself in its timbers, it will be available to ricochet around the gun deck and inflict additional direct casualties.
Rock Point nodded slowly. A part of him couldn't help being just a little appalled at Mondrain's cold-blooded approach to the best way to inflict the maximum number of casualties, how to kill or maim the most human beings possible per shot. At the same time, he knew that was foolish of him. The object of any commander worthy of his men had to be finding ways to kill as many of their enemies in exchange for as few of them as possible.